Chapter 17. My very spirit has been broken. My own days have been extinguished. The graveyard is for me. Certainly there is mockery at me, and amid their rebellious behavior my eye lodges. Please, do put my security with yourself. Who else is there that will shake hands with me in pledge? For their heart you have closed to discretion. That is why you do not exalt them. He may tell companions to take their shares, but the very eyes of his sons will fail. And he has set me forth as a proverbial saying of peoples, so that I become someone into whose face to spit. And from vexation my eye grows dimmer, and my members are all of them like the shadow. Upright people stare in amazement at this, and even the innocent one gets excited over the apostate. The righteous one keeps holding fast to his way, and the one with clean hands keeps increasing in strength. However, you men may all of you resume, so come on, please, as I do not find anyone wise among you. My own days have passed along. My own plans have been torn apart. The wishes of my heart. Night they keep putting for day. Light is near on account of darkness. If I keep waiting, Sheol is my house. In the darkness I shall have to spread out my lounge. To the pit I shall have to call out, "You are my father." To the maggot, "My mother and my sister." So where then is my hope? And my hope, who is it that beholds it? To the bars of Sheol they will go down, when we all together must descend to the very dust.